I was sitting in my office when the phone rang. It was Grierson from Homicide.
You better get over here, Hillary, he said. They found Pendleton in a culvert at 22nd and 5th.
He paused, and I could hear an ocean of static sadness.
His buttocks have been grated to a bloody pulp.
I was renting space on the 32nd floor of the Weston building that year. You had to ride 3 separate elevators to get down to the lobby, an atrium so big that the fountains, ornamental pools, and sunbright arc lamps created strange interior weather systems. Small clouds obscured the terrace restaurants on the 2nd level. I bought a pack of nicotine gum at the concession stand and got my car from the underground lot. The traffic was heavy, and it took me several hours to get across town. By the time I reached the crime scene, the guys from the morgue had already gone with Pendleton's corpse. Grierson had gone, too. There was only a patrolman sucking a lollipop beside the candy-striped tape.
Don't you ever get sick of this, Seamus, he said, dabbling his foot in the mud that used to be a man's blood.
Me? I was genuinely bemused. No, I never get sick of it. See, I'm a happy guy. I love my work, because it's all about helping folks.
You help this guy?
He withdrew his lollipop with a plop. Pendleton, I sighed. No, I couldn't help him. He had all these crazy ideas.
Murchison, the county pathologist, had his hands deep in Pendleton's belly. He was a red-faced fellow in his 50s with a halo of white hair.
Grierson stood by, eating gummy bears, but not liking them or what he saw too well.
I thought this was the greater motherfucker.